Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
The cattle futures market finished the day limit down. After trading significantly higher early, they were down $4.50 in the August feeder cattle, which priced them at $155.37. And that is roughly $6 off of the contract high from earlier today. The August feeders never really hit their previous high back from the first part of May. Back on May 4th, they went as high as 163.50, where today's high was about 160.90. So didn't quite get there. This is a key reversal. If you go back to five trading days ago, though, the market was around 145 to 146, so we're still about $9 off of where they were just a brief time ago. The 50-day moving average also about 146 level, so still some area on the downside as a target. Now, live cattle were down as well, but not quite as much as the feeders. June live cattle, which was the first notice day yesterday, there were no deliveries coming into today, but they were down $1.90 at 130.20. There's some anticipation that maybe the cash market starting tomorrow with the Fed Cattle Exchange may be under a little bit of pressure following this futures market move. But a lot of talk going on about what's going on. I have not seen any definite information which caused this sell-off.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today were generally higher across the board. It's leading these end users into thinking, well, maybe with this large world excess of grain across the board, that there may be some cause for concern here. The market has priced itself at a level here where people don't really have an incentive to really try to produce a lot of grain. And I think that's kind of rocking through the markets here, and we're seeing that. For instance, in the corn futures, we're near $4 again on December. The previous high was about $4.04, and we're about $3.97. So we're working back up to those levels. If there's any sort of an issue weather-wise with the drop in acres and then the drop in price, maybe we can go higher here. And of course, if they make new highs, these hedge funds are caught short across the board. Corn are short about 191,000 contracts, so big short position. If anything weather-wise happens, we could cause some short covering. Yesterday's crop progress showed corn was 96% planted, beans 83%, so nearly done there with plantings. The corn condition did improve, 68% good to excellent. Last week it was 65%. Cotton condition 61% good to excellent. Last year it was 47%. Now keep in mind, last year's cotton crop was a really good crop, and we're even starting off this year better than last year.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.